I have fallen in love with the way that this guy plays the game. I just think his the ability to hit hard line drives is a forever formula that will last the length of time. I don't think that will ever go out of style. You can pull the ball. He is the absolute model of that. I'm going to show you that here in just a second with the way that he actually hits the ball. And we've seen that already in spring training with the way he's been able to stay. See, he was a little bit early on that one, and he pulled that ball. We've seen it already in spring training how Trey Sweeney is able to be a little bit late on balls and then shoot them the other way. But then he can do that right there, especially if you come inside on him. I love this guy's swing. Now, I get it. There's a lot of tweener to it. When I say tweener, what do I mean? See how he's able to stay? He's able to stay flat on that on that pitch upstairs, and he's able to just kind of throw the bat at it at the last minute, but yet he's still able to do that. Now, when I say Trey Sweeney probably profiles as a tweener, what do I mean by that? It means that he's a guy that isn't projected to hit a whole lot of home runs because his swing is so flat. You would have to change that path. Let me back that up and kind of show you what I'm talking about. Right, let me get this pitch going, and let's talk about that right there. See how flat that path was, how that barrel just came through really flat. That profiles as a type of swing that's going to hit low line drives, lots of ground balls. You're going to have a lot of hits. He's going to get a lot of hits. At least he should get a lot of hits. But they're not going to be in the air a lot. It's going to take a pitch like that we just saw that is up in the zone. It's going to take the location of the pitch for him to get it in the air. So you're going to get a lot of hits like that are just kind of line drives and pitches that he stays inside of. So is he going to stay a shortstop? Is he going to be a third baseman? And if he's going to be a third baseman, is he going to be able to hit enough home runs to profile for that position? I don't care. This guy's a hitter, man, and we've also seen his athletic ability, how he runs to first base. This guy can run. We also saw his athletic ability today with his diving play. This gets right up there, right up the middle, man. I mean, he is just awesome at hitting the ball up the middle to the other way. Don't change his swing. I don't care. He's done that a couple times in spring training. Don't change his swing. Let him swing just like that. Let him hit a million line drives, and let him be a guy that has a strikeout rate potentially below 20% that hits 280, 290, 300, something like that. That's what I see with this guy. I don't care how many home runs he gets. We have guys that can smash home runs. We have Jake Gelhoff. We have Joe Vetrano. We have guys that can hit the ball 7,000 miles. We have Jose Ramos. We have James Altman. We have Andy Páez. We have those guys. And when I talk about those guys, I'm talking about not the major league starters, talking about guys in the system. So let Trey Sweeney have this flat swing. Let him make contact and let him just hit line drive after line drive, and don't change it. And be okay with that type of hitter, because I have fallen in love with the way that this guy plays the game. I just think the ability to hit hard line drives is a forever formula that will last the length of time. I don't think that will ever go out of style. I say this all the time. Max Hewitt told me this in our interview. There is no such thing as old school or new school sometimes. So we've seen that right there from Trey Sweeney a bunch. There's no old school, right, or new school. There's just a right school. To me, Trey Sweeney, he has the right school type of hitting. One of the best parts of his pickup is the fact that, hey, Eddie's Leonard talked to Manny Pimentel, who thinks Eddie's Leonard is going to actually be in the major leagues this year for the Tigers. How about that, man? That pumps me up. And so you trade away Eddie's Leonard. Austin Gauthier probably doesn't profile as a shortstop. He could play shortstop, but probably profiles as a second baseman. You gave away Devin Mann last year. So your shortstop prospects of Leonel Valera, not this year, but the year before, he went as a free agent. And then Luis Diaz became a free agent as well. So you really had no prospects at shortstop other than Alex Freeland, and he was at the high level. So this was a depth issue. The Dodgers needed to find a minor league infielder at the upper levels of the minor leagues. And not only did they do that, they did it with the guy that cracked the top 20 in the prospects list. That was a pretty good haul.
Yeah, it was pretty good haul. Trey Sweeney came over in the Yorbit Vivas and the Victor Gonzalez trade earlier in this offseason with the New York Yankees. Haven't seen Trey Sweeney in person yet. Probably won't be able to see him a lot of his games, but looking at a lot of his numbers, he has been a very consistently good player in the Yankees farm system, and I think that's going to translate for the Dodgers farm system as well. He consistently has above average WRC plus numbers year after year, level after level, and he does this with solid plate discipline. There really isn't a ton of holes in Trey Sweeney's game looking at the statistical side of it. So let's look at some of the numbers in 2023 and 472 plate appearances in AA. He had a 118 WRC plus, 18% better than league average. He had an almost 14% walk percentage and a strikeout percentage less than 20%. 13 home runs. He had a 150.159 ISO, stole 20 bases. You're talking about a lot of tools that are there with Trey Sweeney. He plays a premium position at shortstop. And what's cool about Trey Sweeney and something that the Dodgers could, if they wanted to, look into, or it could be something, some natural part of the process as he grows, as he continues to develop at the levels. There is a real possibility that Trey Sweeney could, because of his profile of the type of hits that he has, he could hit for even more home runs. He had 13 last year, but he hits about 46% fly balls, a lot of which get hit to the pull side. If he generates some of that, if he starts to hit the ball even harder, which as you grow, as you continue to develop, there is a possibility of that. He could start hitting for more home runs. And then when you add that to the plate discipline, when you add that to the limited amount of strikeouts, when you add that to 20 stolen bases and the ability to play shortstop, you have a lot of tools. And all of a sudden, you have a very, very good prospect at shortstop that is just knocking at the door for Los Angeles. Trey Sweeney, while we haven't been able to watch him yet within this Dodgers organization, there's already so much to be excited about. I'm excited to see him in Oklahoma City a lot this upcoming season in the Dodgers organization, and to see what sort of things the Dodgers are able to work on him with, and to see the future that he has in this system.